From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraqi government forces swept into the Kurdish-held city of Kirkuk on Monday, capturing the governor's office, key military sites, and an oil field. In a lightning-fast strike, Baghdad's U.S.-trained troops entered the northern city and, on orders from Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi, raised Iraqi flags in place of the Kurdish banners. The move came less than a day after launching the operation in response to last month's Kurdish vote for independence that the central government declared was illegal. Iraqi forces have now shut down access both in and out of Kirkuk as fighting with Kurdish Peshmerga forces grows worse. Popular mobilization units moved into Kirkuk in the early hours of Monday. President Trump says his decision not to recertify Iran's compliance with the Iran nuclear deal could lead to its total termination. He said that's a very real possibility. He spoke to reporters Monday as he began a meeting with his cabinet at the White House. In remarks that were at times prepared and other times not, the president said a lot of people agreed with what he did in pulling away from the 2015 accord, which Iran reached with the five permanent members of the UN Security Council and the European Union. None of the other parties to the agreement have endorsed Trump's move, however, and EU foreign ministers meeting Monday in Luxembourg dispatched one of their top diplomats to Washington to fight for the deal. Trump defended his decision on Monday. This is VOA News. The death toll in the Somali capital,